skin, rhyming and stealing HSOs on the Mavs postgame show. Live from the Jack Daniels Old Number 7 Club, inside the AAC after every Mavericks home game. On Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, we are getting rolling from out here at Surprise today. Got a very, very big day ahead of us.
Nice fade, Psycho.
Oh, that's how that
it
one
ran
ends.
Out.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Well, let's delete that. Go ahead and delete
Danny.
That one.
Yeah, go ahead and delete that one. We need new anyway. It is Ranger spring training. The Rangers are about to come up in the bottom of the sixth. They are now down 5-2 to the Swinging A's. And we've had a very fun day out here, a very fun week.
Had a
saw a little bit of baseball and just had a very good time. And today has certainly been another day along those lines. But one of us is not having a very good day today.
Certainly,
been Greg?
My day has been great because I got a great night's sleep last night. Got up early this morning. Feel wonderful.
Danny, how's your day been?
I feel great. Went out last night to the Fox and Hound for some birthday drinks. Didn't overdo it. Got a good night's sleep, and I feel wonderful. Had a nice meal. How about you?
How about me? Well, yeah. What about Donnie Baseball first?
Are you all right?
Won't talk. Are you having a good day today?
He's giving us a thumbs up. He's feeling good. Looking
all
good
right,
back there.
Well, I'm doing all right myself. I'm having a very good day today.
You look good, Mark.
Well, thank you.
You look good.
Have you had a BM today?
In your NPR shirt. You look good over there.
Have I had what?
A BM.
Yes, camp counselor.
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
You might want to check then.
Do you want to poo-poo?
Check your bag. Tell you to know. He hadn't looked at it yet.
How about you, Cobra? What kind of day are you having?
As bad as a human can have.
Well, tell everybody why.
Quota.
Because one way you were gonna violate one of the seven deadly sins today.
Oh, he violated two of them.
Several.
And you gave two of them a hell of a shot. Gluttony and greed.
Oh yeah, greed.
Greed.
Gluttony number one.
He trampled all over those two deadly sins.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you just thought you'd make you some quick cash, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Just thought you'd make a little quick cash, have a little running around money, didn't you?
Yeah.
Didn't work out for you, though, did it?
Not so much.
Are you okay?
The way I planned. No, I'm not.
How do you feel right now?
I feel terrible. I feel absolutely terrible.
Well, why don't we start from the outset and let's explain to everybody what happened. I think they probably have some idea. If you,
you know, there's
have a little history of listening to the show, you probably know where this is headed.
You know, it's one thing to feel horrible, Rhines, when you got a pocket full of money.
Oh!
But is there a worse feeling in the world when you feel horrible and you don't have anything to show for it?
I can't imagine. Well, let's let Cobra tell his sordid tale here.
Let's start where we decided to eat today for lunch.
Well, after the Kyoto Bowl disaster yesterday.
Brought on by you.
Facilitated by you.
This is vengeance.
Right,
it is. This is karma.
Oh, yes, yeah. This is karma getting even with you for Kyoto Bowl.
Kyoto karma.
Mike and Greg were going to choose the restaurant, and they chose Red Lobster.
And what a marvelous choice it was. In more ways than one.
Let me tell you this.
Tremendous
we're
meal.
Not going back there. I can't do it. But that's beside the point. So we.
All right, now let me just say one thing.
Go ahead.
Anybody else in the vehicle had the opportunity to veto or at least present some sort of opposition to that choice?
Well, we vetoed.
Nobody did.
Did they,
Grego?
No.
We vetoed Luby's.
Right.
That's where I wanted to eat.
Because
I love Luby's.
We didn't want school lunchroom food.
Yeah.
And you don't get that at Luby's.
Yeah.
You get quality meals there.
Okay.
You certainly do.
Love Luby's.
So, step into Red Lobster.
Oh, we've got an umpire having to be helped off the field. Right?
Yes.
He got hit in the leg with a line drive, Hammer.
Hit him?
Yep.
Well, you need to get out of the way of those.
I've been to Red Lobster probably twice in the last 20 years.
And so, it's always on a hardline road trip.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what to get there. So, they have fish and chips. Sam Adams beer battered fish and chips. And that's fried fish and a mess of French fries.
Do you like fish?
Yes, I do. And with a salad.
Okay.
Bring out a nice salad.
And some biscuits.
And some Red Lobster biscuits, which I have to say are quite tasty. So I snarfed down three of those biscuits, had me a nice salad with blue cheese, and when my meal came out, I was already kind of full, but I ate the whole thing. I ate every piece of fish and every French fry they had to offer.
And it's a pretty good basket full of... it's a pretty good basket full of fried French fries.
And deep fried cod.
Right.
All right, with a little malt vinegar, some tartar sauce, ketchup, and a nice Coke.
Yeah, and a Coke to get me going, get my juices flowing.
Right.
Not normally a Coke drinker.
So there he is. He knocks off... he knocks out his lunch, and he's sitting over there talking...
get the dolphin out of here, okay? We're not going to feed him.
He's sitting over there talking about how full he is.
No, I'm watching Grego eat his chocolate thunder cake.
With a scoop of vanilla ice cream.
This monstrosity of a dessert that there's no way he could finish. I was like, man, there is no way I could eat that. No way. And then...
You had been talking about how full you were.
Right. Yeah, and you know what? You were going to throw something out there. You were bound and determined to throw out some sort of funding item about what you could do and what you couldn't do.
No, I wasn't. I was in no mood to fund.
And so, basically, you asked me, could you eat two of those? Of my
I said, I'm in for $100.
Yeah, if you could eat two of those. I said, there's no way. There's.
Greg was like, I can't even finish this one.
I didn't. Donnie Baseball finished it. Didn't he, Donnie? Oh, he said something. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
He's on air. So then we started talking about the possibilities on what you might eat.
Right.
Quota. The whip was reversed right back around to you.
And then you threw out...
All of a sudden, we were no longer talking about Grego. We were talking about you.
Snake.
You said, well, I'll throw in 100 if you can eat two of those chocolate thunder cakes. And I was like, man, I don't even like chocolate. There's no way I could do that. So then I think I threw out, or maybe Reiner did, well, what if we saddle you up with the same thing you ordered, another giant basket of fish and chips... And then snarf down.
No, at first it was just have one of these.
One of the
big chocolate thunder cakes.
Right.
Yeah.
And you go, no, that's...
He doesn't like chocolate.
I won't do that. And I said, okay, I'll tell you what we'll do. Because it was big. That was a huge piece of cake.
And
with
ice cream.
I said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll substitute two pieces of key lime pie.
Yeah.
And that's where it was. So it was the fish and chips and two pieces of key lime pie. For $200.
You each are going to throw in $100.
$100.
And he thought about it for about 60 to 90 seconds with the waiter standing by, leaned back
and
in his chair.
Very cocky. Order it.
Order it.
So then they go back there to the kitchen, place the order. And then immediately I'm thinking that me and Reiner just made the dumbest...
Why did you think that?
Because I thought you could do it.
I thought did you could run? Do it too.
I thought we'd made a bad deal.
Yeah, I kind of did too. So now we tried to buy him out of it.
Well, first I tried to cheat.
This is so sorry.
Right.
Grego gets the manager.
I got the manager and I said, look, I don't care what you do. I don't care what it costs. However big those pieces of pie are, I want them bigger. I don't care what you got to do. Just make it right. I don't care what it costs. But the damn waiter had already gone back there and delivered it to you, the regular size pieces of pie,
which were still big.
So my little theory didn't get to work.
So out come two pieces of key lime pie.
Not that big.
Oh, Grego. Oh,
they weren't that big.
No, Lanny, no, they
with
weren't.
With about 16 ounces of whipped cream on both of them.
Not that big.
They weren't that big.
A giant graham cracker crust.
They weren't that big on two plates, but then I took them and put them together, and it was like half a pie.
Yeah. Half a pie.
So, now all this time, once he starts seeing the key lime pie, that confidence and swagger, which the Cobra had been demonstrating, started to fade a little bit.
I was never cocky on this.
Oh, you were cocky when you ordered.
Order it. Yeah, you were.
And so then, you thought you were going to use a little strategy and eat the pie first. Because they hadn't brought your fish and chips out.
I'm glad I didn't do that.
And that idea was nixed.
Yeah, that's not in the natural order of things.
No, it's not. You don't eat the dessert first.
So then they brought out, and I mind you, the lunch portion of beef.
Okay. You know what? Don't make it sound like it wasn't a big plate. That was a ton of food.
But it was still the lunch portion.
That's
it wasn't
what he
the
ordered
dinner portion.
Originally,
I know, but
right?
Hey, I'm trying to be accurate, Danny.
I understand
it's
that.
The lunch portion.
You said exactly what you had to begin with.
Meanwhile, the Hammer and I were not too terribly pleased with our stake in this situation.
Hammer. Because still, funding right now, the essence of funding is still in a, it's kind of in a tinkering phase.
Right.
Because we really don't know what's market value and what's not. And immediately we're thinking we'd made a horrible, horrible bet.
And there's a lot of gray area when it comes to funding. You know, the rules and numerous situations are made up on the fly.
But once you make a deal and it's agreed upon, you cannot back out. So we couldn't pull our deal off the table.
Couldn't.
However, but there's a new clause.
The buyout.
The buyout clause.
Right. And we offered the Cobra $40, $20 each. $40 total to just call the thing off.
And I didn't have to do anything.
No, you didn't have to do anything.
Basically, I made $40
right,
by swindling
doing nothing.
You.
Right.
And I could have taken it.
Oh, you could have taken that and not have to eat one bite. But see, that's where the first deadly sin got you.
Greed. No, not greed.
So here comes greed, and that's where the cockiness came in. No, I'm going to do it. So he launched into that basket of fish and chips.
And started with the fries.
And looked pretty good doing it. He made a hell of a dent.
I ate every single piece of that thing except for one bite of fish.
One bite.
One bite of fish, one French fry, and a couple crumbs, which you would have had to finish.
Let me tell you this. My grand plan was to leave that and then taunt you both at the end. With those two tiny little pieces.
Just kind of dancing in front of them.
That was my plan. I'll be honest with you now. Oh, look what I have left, Hardline.
That would have been genius. That would have been a good plan, except for one thing. You couldn't choke that pie down.
Freaking pie. Oh.
Don't curse the pie.
I don't like sweets. I don't like pie. I don't like key lime anything. And it was so extremely rich and filling.
Right.
And big. Half a pie. Okay, so we're looking at a salad, three rolls, an order of fish and chips.
Another.
Then another order of fish and chips, and half a pie.
Right.
And the little 175 snake.
I'm not a big man.
Snake frame.
I am not a big man.
It was so tremendous.
And then when I ate, okay, so I finish off the first piece of pie.
And it took forever.
It did.
And there were the last couple bites.
You were fighting it all the way.
I did it.
Yeah, you did it.
The last couple bites, you weren't even cleaning your fork. You weren't even taking a full bite.
He was all hunched over.
But then you were trying to stretch. Then you get up and tried to walk around, which, no, sir.
Okay, why is that around? I mean, when did that come around? Why can't I walk around?
It's one sitting. You don't get up and walk around. And then also,
sit.
You wanted to go to the bathroom.
Not to throw up. And I would have had Danny come in there in the stall with me. Or Hammer, we could relive yesterday.
Boy, how great would that have been, Danny?
Thanks a lot.
Yesterday's
including me.
Dream that you and I had together.
No.
I needed to empty myself.
That's not in an eating contest.
Not throwing
so
up, though.
You cannot go to the bathroom and you cannot throw up.
You know what? It was going to get me. Like, one way or the other.
I don't care.
Something bad was going to happen.
Yeah, something really bad.
By the way, you look terrible.
But you know what?
I know.
Now, we did, if you did need to use the bathroom, we offered you a compromise on how you could do it.
Right.
I could do it right there in my pants.
Which would have been a way to probably assure you the $200.
All right, so here he goes. He has finished one piece of pie.
Oh, and
but
such
by
labor,
now,
such
by, oh, he just so labored through it. And
he's
by now,
white as a sheet.
Yes, his Indian-colored copper complexion has turned into a sickly, pale.
Did I really look pale?
Gray.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
I mean, you had the complexion of copy paper.
I felt so bad. So
and
then the second piece of pie was bigger than the first piece of pie, too.
Right.
I mean, there's no question about
it. And you probably had two maybe two bites of it.
No, I got about a quarter through it.
No, you had about two bites total because
two
they were a little bit
man-style bites.
Yeah, he got about a third of the way through it.
Okay.
But the plate, it's not that big. I mean, like a regular bite of pie.
And you know, the worst part is having you two jackasses on either side of me.
Oh,
flanking
yeah.
me.
Oh, talking
yeah.
smack.
Yeah, we were taunting you.
Hey, I wasn't taunting
smack.
You.
Yeah, you were.
I was not.
Well, I
quit,
turned
little
looked,
snake. Quit.
I
give up, little
and
snake.
And looked at Reiner, and he was staring at me like part in awe, part like he was watching a freak show.
And all the time, here's Donnie Baseball over there saying, don't quit. Don't
yeah.
let those F's win.
Yeah. He was so great to have on my team, and Danny was too. Danny was being very supportive.
Oh, Danny was going back and forth.
I was
of no help whatsoever to you.
What?
See, you think Danny is your friend, and he's not.
Well, he was more of my friend than you.
No, it wasn't.
Hey, I didn't want to be your friend because I didn't want to lose a bet to you. I admit it. No, I didn't. I was taunting you.
Look, so confident was I that you were going to do it that I put my money on the table.
Yeah, I know.
It was there. It was right in front of you.
So at the end of it all...
So there you were. You had money staring you on one side and the big piece of pie on the other.
I was about a third of the way through the big piece of pie.
What was going to win? Greed or gluttony? Greed or gluttony? Not creed. And then all of a sudden, here goes those little bitty snake hands, and he pushed the pie away from the table and quit like a dog.
Okay.
And quit like a little schoolgirl.
He's like, I'm done.
I've never been...
You ever seen such quitting in your life, Ron?
Okay,
just
wait.
Just a quitter.
What did we say
just
in the car?
Quitter.
You have nothing to be ashamed
no,
of.
No, I don't think he does have anything
to
be ashamed
of. Oh, I
do.
He quit. He quit.
It was an amazing feat in itself.
It was okay.
You couldn't have done it.
Didn't pop off and say that I could.
And I was never sure that I could. I was never that confident that I could. But I've never been in a situation in my life where literally I could not put one more morsel into my mouth and swallow it.
And that was so great.
Not
seeing you sit there. Now, I did give you the front seat. I shouldn't have done that. I should have put you in
thanks.
The middle.
Thanks a lot. I mean, it was...
I thought it was a valiant effort, Cobra. I commend you for it.
Thank you.
So what happened when you got back to the press box and had the bathroom all to yourself?
Well, first, I had to take care of one business at Red Lobster.
I wasn't about to walk in that bathroom.
So I was so miserable.
So he fouls up the Red Lobster men's room.
Went there and bombed that bathroom.
And then
you have to understand, about halfway through the first piece of pie, all we're hearing from him is just how miserable he is.
And burping.
Oh, God. Cussing and burping.
And
the entire hour.
Then he'd burp.
And he hated the waiter. God, he hated the waiter because the waiter was aware of what was going on. And he would make it a point to swing by there every 3 or 4 minutes to see how things were going.
Whip Corby's ass.
Right. But boy, you hated him.
Yeah, I wanted him out. He was creeping me out. Slimy little waiter.
Talk about being rude to the help,
oh,
man.
No,
God.
So I come back here. I mean, I'm feeling really bad right now, but I'm better than I was 20 minutes ago because Danny convinced me to force myself to throw up.
Oh, dear.
So I did.
And Donnie was rolling on it, and here it is.
No, that's not it. So I go into our private stall and let fly. So I feel a little better, but I'm still absolutely miserable. And I'll be miserable the rest of the day. So
you'll
thanks.
Probably be miserable the rest of the trip.
Probably.
So you up for a little Mexican food tonight?
I was so excited because when we got to Red Lobster, I was like, Mexican tonight. Definitely Mexican tonight.
Still thinking that?
I don't think so.
Maybe we'll have a little Mexican key lime pie tonight.
I don't think I'll be eating tonight.
Gotta go.
Well, the Cobra is not doing real well today, but I must say you are doing better than I thought you'd be doing as
thank
we
you.
Started the presentation.
Snake.
All right, up ahead, the Little Mavericks with a game of some consequence tonight. We will take a look at what's up with them and Even if they don't win, a couple things that they really need to show us all tonight. That's next here on The Ticket.